and you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. The number here is 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS. And
while we're waiting for a call, oh, we have a call, so let's take it.
Okay. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What's your handle?
I wonder why all musicals are about love.
That's a great question.
What's your handle? What shall we call you?
Huh?
What's
Who
your
is
name?
This?
Leona.
Leona. Okay. Why are all musicals about love? Okay. I've picked a CD at random. I'm now going to put it in the CD player and press shuffle function. And when the song's over, we'll come back and see what the Pop Oracle thinks about that question, which, by the way, I think is a great question, too. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Here comes your answer, Leona. Please stay on the line.
Okay.
Started out in cold and dark.
And that was a band called The Twigs, which is the product of two sisters, Laura Good and Linda Good, a band from Los Angeles. And that was the song Happiness from their Just Say Ah CD. And that was the answer to Leona's question, why are all musicals about love? Are you with us, Leona?
Yes.
So, what did you think about that as the answer to your question, Leona?
Because they want the musical to be, because love is being happy.
Mm-hmm.
And they want the movie to be kind of happy, but kind of like, uh-oh. But they put, and love's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's great. What did you think, Tammy?
10-second divination or 10-minute?
Take as long as you want.
Okay. Well, Leona got the happiness part down. And I also heard something in there about touching people's souls. And I think that's what people who make that kind of movie are trying to do, just make people happy and touch their souls, which music is very effective in doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. The contrary nature of my own mind has me thinking, like, are all musicals really about love? I mean, sort of all drama in a way, all human interaction is about love from one standpoint. I haven't seen Sweeney Todd yet. Is that about love?
I don't think so.
It's about revenge, right?
Yeah.
So love or revenge. But in terms of this song, it made me think of the song's called Happiness, but the tone of the song is this yearning and aching feeling. So it made me think that basically if you're making a musical about revenge, then you don't have the love. But if you have a movie or musical that's about love, there still could be room in that for a sense of revenge. So within love, everything's encompassed, including the darker emotions, which actually, I'm just repeating the same thing you said, Leona. You said everything that needed to be said, that love has that feeling of happiness, but also, uh-oh. Is that what you said? That how you said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. And that's what they want to have in their movies. So, and in the musicals. Is there any particular, what's your favorite musical?
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I had a friend
who
was.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a great one. Have you ever seen the movie High Society?
No.
Oh, that's a really good musical, too. It has Louis Armstrong and Frank Sinatra in it.
Cool.
And Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. Oh, it's very good. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. That was a great question, Leona.
Thanks.
Have a great night.
Have a great night, Leona.
Good night.
Bye. And you're listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by putting the CD player, picking the CDs and playing them at random. And it looks like we have one last caller on the line. You're our last caller. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What's your handle? Oh, well, you were our last caller, but you went away.
A ghost?
And actually, I don't know how much time we actually have for a last caller. If they that was going to be pushing it anyway. So, in these last few minutes of the show, let's bring it back to Tammy T, the former co-host of Radio 8 Ball, current co-host of the Think Tank, 10 to noon on Sundays.
And soon to be sole host of Pining for the Fjords.
The sole host of Pining for the Fjords. You know, you won't have any like a Scandinavian person?
Are
you
Maybe someday.
Are you Scandinavian? Is that your background?
A little bit.
A little
More
bit?
More British.
More British.
But I just, I'm drawn to Scandinavia, mostly Norway for whatever reason.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I can't explain it. I'm just drawn there.
Like Norwegian wood?
I guess so.
You know, the John Lennon
song.
But you know that, you know what the original title of that song was?
What's that?
Knowing She Would.
Ooh.
But,
gotta brush up on my Beatles trivia.
He didn't want that to get by his, he didn't want Cynthia to know that.
Mm-hmm. That's how it became
so
Norwegian wood.
So changed it to Norwegian wood.
That's a good song.
So is there anything else you want to share with the loyal Chaos listeners? The the legion of Tammy T fans who are now pining for the fjords?
Well, I just want to say that I had a fabulous time on Radio 8 Ball, and I don't regret it at all. I think it definitely changed who I am as a person for the better. I met a lot of fabulous people, and I'm still in touch with many of you. And I'm more confident ever now. I'm made of win, and anyone who doesn't choose to see that, frankly, it's their loss. So
made of win?
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
And I don't really want to be spending time on, and I'm not saying that you don't see that, Andras, but if that were the case, I'm not really interested in spending time with people that can't see that. So
that's great. If that's all that you got out of Radio 8 Ball.
Oh no, that's what I got out of the end of Radio 8 Ball.
I couldn't wish you anything better than that. That's been one of my deepest wishes for you, is mm-hmm. that you would approach life with that kind of confidence and, you know, sort of devil take the hindmost attitude. And I think that will, I think that's great. It's if you can carry that off, it's gonna open up a lot of new space for creativity and exploration and connection with people that I think that I'm really looking forward to seeing the fruits of.
And I hope the door's not closed on our working together. You first started approaching me about working with pop music-oriented stuff, and I hope that you'll still think of me if one of those projects arises.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things I should just, you know, we've been sort of dwelling on sort of the endings of things, but one of the initial reason that I asked you to be involved in Radio 8 Ball was because, and I still believe this to be the case, you have probably the best musical taste of really anyone who I've encountered on radio in Olympia. and that actually includes me. You're always turning me on to, you know, there's so much music that I love that you also love, but you're always turning me on to stuff that I never heard.
Yeah, you've turned me on to a lot of great stuff too.
And I hope that you'll take me up on my offer to, you know, please make some compilation
Absolutely.
Discs of stuff that you think should be heard here on Radio 8 Ball.
Hey, you got a call.
We do.
Do you think you have time?
Well, I don't have time to ask to take a question, but let's see. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. Do you have a last word that you want to share here in the sort of the Tammy T goodbye show?
No, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's if you want to ask questions of the Pop Oracle, you could check out the online oracle at radio8ball.com. You could also listen this Friday at 11:50 a.m. That's the station, 11:50 a.m. at noon. We'll be doing more Radio 8 Ball, and then next Tuesday from 6 to 8, I'll be back for more. So thanks for calling.
Great, thanks.
And I think that brings to a close this episode of the Radio 8 Ball Show. And so, as we do, as the Double Knot Spy Car kicks in with their goodbye music, one last time for Tammy T to give a shout out to the regular listeners at Radio 8 Ball.
Ingrid, Kayvon, Erica, Jusby, Devlin, Birdman, Bun in the Oven, Leona, Aria.
Don't forget anybody. They're going to be really...
And everyone else.
And you can also find out, if you want to be in touch with Tammy T, she is listed in the top friends at the Radio 8 Ball MySpace, and you can find her through that.
Can I come back someday just to be a guest?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's the Think Tank that broadcasts every Sunday from 10 to noon here at Chaos. Keep listening for Pining for the Fjords, the Scandinavian music show that Tammy T will be hosting, soon to be the award-winning show that she'll be hosting, since she's the award queen of
Best new show,
Chaos.
You think?
Possibly. Very possibly. So it's been great having you here. And yes, we will have you back. And so... for those of you, what?
Do you? I just, in the interest of being honest and open and such, do you mind if I talk a little more about my experiences online? I'm still interested in doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
And
sure.
That would be at my blog at myspace.com/Nellswell, NELLSWELL.
And that's where you can go to hear all the real dirt on me and Radio 8 Ball. Probably not, but maybe. It's her prerogative. So, and for those of you who are interested in the Radio 8 Ball live show, that's coming up this Thursday at the Capitol Hill Arts Center, and that has going to be featuring Jenny Jenkins as our live musical guest. Jenny Jenkins, who is the host of several different shows here on Chaos, and is the sometimes host of Free Things Are Cool, which is in its final runs as well. And
Jenny Jenkins' show so far, her first live show, is probably my personal favorite so far. So awesome. I definitely encourage people to go out and see her.
Awesome. And you can do that since you're not the host of the show, because I can't encourage you to do anything other than to stay tuned to KAOS 89.3 FM for Hello Olympia. And until next week, I just want to wish all of you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.